FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free. You can take control of the airwaves. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Personal problem, political issue, pop culture. 800-259-9231. Join us online at FreeTalkLive.com. Check out the bulletin board system. We have thousands of posts for you to surf around through. I think we're probably over 17,000 at this point. I know we're close, if not. We've got almost 500 users there, and it's all free. It's the digital playground where the conversation continues 24 hours a day. Because we do this show 13 hours a week. We do a Monday through Friday version from 8 to 10 at night Eastern Time. We also have a live Saturday show we do from 7 to 10 Eastern Time.
With the bonus hour.
That's right, with the bonus third hour. But if we're not on the air and you've got to get your fix of Free Talk Live, you can always go to freetalklive.com, grab the archives, have fun on the bulletin board system. It's all on the house at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, keep listening to Free Talk Live because we're all members and we talk about it all the time. Or you can give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org.
Now and then, you stumble across something online. You stumble when we're looking for prep. I mean, we do prep before the show, and we always have a bunch of stuff that we want to talk about. We never get to it.
I got about 12 articles.
I know. You've got a bunch. I got like 12 articles from the past day.
Yeah.
But I came across an opinion piece that is just so good, I couldn't resist. I couldn't resist bringing it to the front of the prep stack.
Okay.
For tonight. It's rare that, you know, something like this happens, but it does happen. There are some exceptional...
It's not news. I mean...
It's not news at all.
It's an opinion piece.
It's an opinion. It's an editorial. It's from LouRockwell.com. The author's name is Gary North.
Okay.
I've read some of his stuff before off the air, and I might have read a few, maybe one or two things in the past from him on the air. But what I really like about this article is his perspective. It's easy for us to get bogged down these days, Manwich, and look at the things the government is doing and kind of despair over them. Oh, my God, they passed the Real ID Act. And they did, and it's horrible.
Yeah.
And President Bush will probably sign it. And they're going to redo the Patriot Act, and they're going to give the FBI more powers.
1,700 guys have died in Iraq.
Right. And
1,300 Americans, not to mention how many Iraqis.
And we've got people that are locked up without any sort of habeas corpus or any sort of court proceedings or anything like that. And there are absolutely horrible, frightening things going on at the hands of the United States federal government. No doubt about it.
Right.
So it's easy to report on those things and kind of get this feeling of dread, get this feeling of, oh, no, what is going to happen next? And we do report on these things because it's important, because the other people, the other talk radio shows, aren't talking about
it. No.
And if they're talking about it, they're cheerleading it.
Yeah. Yay, Real ID Act. Now we can just identify everybody and all the illegal aliens, they're going to die a horrible, painful death.
So we report on them for that reason. But I think we've always taken this, at least I have, taken the perspective on this show of, even though there's all this bad stuff going on in America, it's not too late to save yourself. And what I mean by that is not too late to save yourself and your family and your friends and this entire country from this big, overprotective nanny state, this socialist, fascist, totalitarian ish state that we have here. It is not too late. So, but I think that another thing that we should point out is what Gary North brings up, and that is that there's some other forces at work here. It's not just the government that's doing the government. Yes, they're doing horrible things, but they're not the only force that's affecting where America is going. And so, with no further ado, here let me get into this. He calls the article "Mainstream Media versus Upstream Media."
Mainstream versus upstream.
Yeah, and that's a new term for me.
Yeah.
And you'll find that this metaphor is very, very appropriate. Recently, I was flipping through the local TV channels. I get four stations, clearly, but none is worth watching.
He's as bad as me. He's got like rabbit ears in his big screen.
I don't even have anything hooked up to my TV. He says, but none is worth watching more than once a week. I stopped briefly at an interview. Talking head number one was a nationally known TV news teleprompter reader, also known as an anchorman. The other one was unfamiliar to me. He was a print media journalist, a reporter. The anchorman began his questioning of the journalist with this observation. We're both representatives of the MSM, mainstream media. It hit me. The MSM is at long last visibly on the defensive. The moment you acknowledge that you're part of the mainstream media, you're necessarily also acknowledging the existence of another media.
It's true.
Which I like to call the upstream media. Some others call it the alternative media.
Okay.
It swims against the mainstream, which is flowing downstream. It's easy to flow downstream. You just let nature take its course. Sit back, enjoy the ride. The trouble with downstream rafting is that eventually you either hit the rapids or you go over the falls. In any movie about going over the falls, someone in the raft is bound to ask, "What's that noise?" The optimists say that the river will carry them to the ocean. Fine. But if you don't climb off the raft, you'll drift out to sea and disappear. The point is, at some point, you'd better get off that raft. The mainstream will eventually kill you. Today, because of the internet, hundreds of millions of people are getting off of the raft, all over the world. They grab a motorboat and head back upstream. There are lots of tributaries heading back upstream. No single tributary that is feeding into the river is getting all of the traffic. But hundreds of millions of people are now headed in the opposite direction, at least with respect to some important issues.
Mm-hmm.
Other issues will follow. Issue by issue, readers are concluding, we've been lied to. They're absolutely correct. And here on Free Talk Live, I kind of look at it as a person-by-person thing. Every night when we're on the air, new people are tuning in to this show. As time goes by, new affiliates are coming on board. We've got a couple New Hampshire stations coming on this weekend. As we expand our influence and our reach, more and more people will begin to hear this message of liberty. And they'll realize, person by person, that they've been lied to. And hopefully we will start changing the hearts and minds of America, literally one person at a time with this show. So we're definitely a part of a huge change here, part of this. We are part of the upstream media on Free Talk Live. The establishment at some point will face the implications of widespread disbelief in everything it says. And that's one thing that I always say, question everything, especially what the authority tells you. At some point, people will not voluntarily do what they're told when they perceive their leaders to be liars. When that day comes, political consensus will disintegrate. So will the mainstream establishment's control systems. Upstream media were not readily accessible to most people as recently as just a decade ago. The cost of locating alternative news sources back then was way too high.
Mm-hmm.
The Economist rule held firm. When price rises, less of the item is demanded. Now the same rule is being applied against the mainstream. In this case, when the price falls, more of the item will be demanded. Well, the internet has changed the relative pricing of media. This is a revolutionary turn of events. He's saying that you've got all this information coming in. Unlike the old 2-3 channels that you had back in the past, now you've got all these different alternative sources that are coming at you, and they're all doing it for free. So the price of obtaining alternative views is falling fast. In fact, the main expense today is the value of our time. We have less and less time for the boring, superficial, and lying mainstream media. And they know it. There's nothing they can do about it.
There isn't. The evening news is a thing of the past.
Mm-hmm.
The national nightly news, it's gone.
The only people who are watching that stuff are, over 50 or over 60 or something like that. The people who've always watched it.
Yeah.
In the past. The monopoly.
I do like to catch the BBC sometimes on Channel 3.
Mm-hmm. The monopoly they've enjoyed for about 5,000 years is finally coming to an end. So is the free ride of political parties that rely on the mainstream media to keep the masses in line. Newspapers are dying. How much time do you spend each day reading newspapers?
Newspapers are dying.
Do you read?
No. I wouldn't touch the things. I'm sick of being lied to.
The only time I've picked up a newspaper in recent times would have been a couple years ago at the radio station I worked with when I was bored to tears running a Devil Rays baseball game.
I like the classified section.
Yeah.
And I always read Dilbert.
There you go. That sure as hell isn't worth the 25 cents every
day. I don't buy it or get delivered.
Yeah, exactly. 800-259-9231. There is more coming up. What the perspective here is, there's good things going on in America. There is another tide here that is rolling against the tide of big government. We're going to explore this a little bit more. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control, available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The Thursday night edition. We do it 6 nights a week, so join us. And join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the archives. Last 6 days worth of the show are there for you, right there on the front page of the site. In fact, there's a little link below day number 6 to our friends over at downloadradio.org. We'll take you all the way back to March 1st on the house. All of it free. There's no membership fee. No credit cards necessary. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com. And as you're scrolling down through there, be sure you vote for us at the couple voting sites that are there, linked to, including podtower.com. We've been reading an article from Gary North from lewrockwell.com.
about mainstream media versus upstream media and how times they are changing now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
We're going to get back into that, but you know, if it was a short article, we'd finish it up, but this is not a short article. It goes into some very, very interesting areas. So let's go to the phones. Again, you can bring up anything. Chris in East Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hello, Ian Manwich.
Hey.
There's a story that happened today. You can see it at the Tennessean, T-E-N-N.
No, not necessary. Anybody that wants it will find it on the web via Google. Go ahead, sir. What's the story?
Well, the name of the newspaper is called the Tennessean.
Got it. So what's the story?
The story is senators and congressmen were busted. Basically, the FBI set up a fake company to do business in the government here of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And to take care of surplus equipment and the equipment that was used. Anyway, our senators and congressmen set the bills all the way through the legislation for the specific company to get to work. And it was an FBI front company, and they all got arrested and handcuffed today in front of the state capitol.
I don't understand what the... What were they doing exactly? Were they arrested? What were the charges?
Well, that's the reason why I tried to get you to go to the paper so you can look.
I'm working on it.
Anyway, the charges were bribery. And the serious part of this, though, Ian or Manwich, is that, I guess, Ian, is that the way that this fake company went through our government officials to get this legislation moved through. I mean, if they wanted to do something, for instance, make a milfing legal or marijuana legal, you know, it could have been done that way.
I see what you're saying. You're saying the charges were that the senators accepted bribes from this fake company in order to pass the legislation that they wanted.
Exactly. And
got
the,
it. And how many were arrested?
There was five or six. It was three Democrats, one Republican, and one person who is retired. The other question is how many other states have the same type of ab scam investigations going on. And the other thing is what they're trying to say right now, that this was politically motivated. With the upcoming Senate races, they targeted some of the Democrats so the Republicans gain control. So,
it's certainly possible.
Right.
It's certainly a possibility.
Right. Anyway,
it's interesting nonetheless, though. I'm glad you brought it up. I mean, it just shows how, I mean, it's telling as to how high the corruption rises in the ranks. I mean, everybody is corrupt in the government.
Well, I think this is the first time we've actually seen politicians that had handcuffs.
You're right.
And shackles, and there's no way of lying about it. I mean, it's documented. And even if this could have been a foreign government.
Right.
In there. But anyway,
they got them. Good job. I got to hand it to the FBI on this one. I mean, even if it was an inside job or whatever, or if it was a setup, at least I can't argue with a bunch of senators going to jail. I have no problem with that.
There's one good point about this. Maybe these people will lose their office. There will
right.
have to be a special election. It's going to cost millions of dollars. And maybe we can get some grassroots politicians, maybe somebody from the Libertarian Party.
Maybe your dog.
Good dog.
I'd rather have a dog in the Senate, personally.
I would, too.
Than a Republican or Democrat.
My dog, real quickly, is suffering. She bit the electrical cord on the lamp.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and she went from being the prettiest little dog you ever saw to I'm nursing her back up. But anyway, guys, I know how much you guys are in the political realm, but this they made history today. You know?
That's awesome. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I cannot keyword this thing on the Tennessean.com.
Okay, please, that's the reason why I want
to... All right, spell it. Manwich is incompetent.
No, I'm on Tennessean.
Okay, oh, wait, you can't find the article?
It's right there, six people busted, Tennessean.com.
All right, well, thanks for it, Chris. He'll look for it during the next break. Thank
okay,
you, dude.
Bye.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. I mean, how could he be? He's not making that up. You just must be missing it.
Apparently, I'm...
Maybe they pulled it. They pulled the article.
I'm an incompetent boob.
Did you find it?
No.
Okay.
Six people busted, didn't do it. Senators arrested, didn't do it.
Well, maybe it's because the newspapers are dying. Maybe they're just sloppy because they're just... They're flailing in the wind because times are changing. How much time do you spend each day reading the newspaper? An hour? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even
people.
Subscribe. How much time do you read online? How much time do you read online? Much more than you spend with a newspaper, more likely. Day by day, there are more people just like you and I, Manwich. A decade ago, again, this is Gary North from LeeRockwell.com, I subscribed to three daily newspapers and about two dozen magazines. I also subscribed to a dozen investment newsletters. Since 2000, I have only subscribed to a half a dozen paper-based newsletters. More and more newsletters are going digital. How many publications do you subscribe to, Manwich?
I get a couple of radio kind of magazines. That's it.
Yeah, we get Talkers here because we're buying advertisements in it, and I get the LP News because I'm a member of the Libertarian Party, and that's it. I actually don't have any subscriptions that I've called up and given a credit card number for.
I picked up Newsweek last week because it had George Washington on the cover.
You sucker.
But they wrote it. It was an article about George Washington. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was it worth the cover price?
I don't know what it was, but I like the article.
Okay. A decade ago, instead of reading newspapers, I visit websites. We all do. We're in news overload mode. This is getting worse. Even with Google and similar search tools, we have too much on our plates. The allocation of our reading time has replaced the allocation of our subscription money as our most pressing reading problem. Year after year, the network news departments of the three main TV networks are watching the Nielsen numbers fall. The same thing is happening in newspapers. They're declining in circulation. This is especially true of local newspapers. Readers are interested in national news, and they go to the web to get it. The web shakeout will not be over before hundreds of paper-based newspapers die. Subscriptions since 1990 have been steadily falling at 1% per year.
Jeez, they don't have long, do they?
This has now risen to over 5% in some cases. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being the editor or the editorial board or whatever at a newspaper, the ownership, and watching your numbers just trickle away year after year and trying to deal with that?
Same thing's true in music radio.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Music radio's dropping off at about... Hey, it's somewhere between half and a full. I wouldn't say it's up to a full percentage point every year.
Beginning in the late 19th century, large circulation urban newspapers shaped local public opinion in America. There were many papers, morning and evening, and each one represented one of the two major political parties. Then came radio and television, both regulated by the Federal Communications Commission, which controlled frequencies and station broadcasting power. Now, the World Wide Web and four-pay satellite television and radio have unplugged power from the FCC, and they're out there going, oh, we better do something about this.
Yeah, they don't know what the heck they're doing there.
The FCC legally regulates the content of only the no-pay airwaves. It doesn't regulate the web at all. Politicians in the two parties have built their power base on the basis of controlling local media. Today, local media are dying. Newspapers and local TV stations, broadcasting is dying. Narrowcasting is replacing it. And this will force a restructuring of American politics itself. There's more coming up, how localism is dying, colleges are not what they used to be, etc. We're going to get into it. And by the way, broadcasting, it's going to take that. I think that's going to take a long while to die. But we're on the forefront here at Free Talk Live of the narrowcast. That's why we're one of the top podcasts in the world. More coming up. It's your show. Take control.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269 or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. I'm offering you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to receive a free booklet. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free. You take control. Bring us whatever you want. Political, personal, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Check out the updates. We got a whole bunch of cool stuff there. And it's absolutely free. Again, at freetalklive.com. We are reading an extensive article, but I thought it was just... Normally we don't do this, but now and then there's just such a good article that you come across, mm-hmm. you can't resist sharing it with people.
Well, it has fresh stuff every segment, so it doesn't matter.
Absolutely. So here you go. From Gary North and LouRockwell.com, talking about the mainstream media versus the upstream media. Now, here in Free Talk Live, we're part of the upstream media. And again, this is a new concept for me. I love it. It's a great idea. And we'll explore it a little bit more here. How the face of the media world, how the face of the country is changing and morphing. It's not just focused on media. Localism is dying. We talked about how newspapers are biting the dust. They're being replaced by the internet.
It's true.
Localism's dying. Two competing social forces are now moving in opposite directions. Retail outlets along the main drag in every city are going national. Walmart, Home Depot, Office Depot, etc. Locally owned retailers of physical stuff are disappearing. Price competition is killing them.
Yeah.
At the same time, information is decentralizing. Choices are decentralizing.
Mm-hmm.
So even though you've got Walmart and Home Depot and all these, you know, big box chain stores doing the dealing, you've also got competition between all of these big box chain stores in order as far as online sales. Choices are decentralizing. These are aspects of the same trend, anti-localism. The decentralization of information is virtual, not geographical. It's the radical decentralization of the Drudge Report, straight into a guy's apartment in Hollywood. It bypasses regions, states, and townships. His apartment could be located anywhere. When information can come from anywhere and be delivered to anywhere at the same monetary price, zero, geography ceases to matter. We really are becoming like one world. I mean, the borders are starting to disintegrate to an extent.
Yeah.
We live in an information-centered age. So we no longer live in a geography-centered age. This has never happened before. We're entering uncharted social waters.
I'd say this is sort of true for America. I wouldn't say this is true in, I mean, you know, maybe Europe.
The internet is getting into all kinds of places, and the countries that are even trying to control it, we're finding that a black market is springing up. If you are in China and you want to log on to the Libertarian Party website, if you know the right people, they can get you around the state filters. I mean, the fact is that the internet is making this happen. You're right, though. It's more in the case of America.
Much more pervasive in America. And
that's what he's saying. And he lives in America, and he's focusing on America. Yeah. So he says, we're entering uncharted social waters. What's that noise? When I want to buy a new product, I go onto the web and read reviews. Then I use the web to find the cheapest seller. For electronics, the seller is usually located in the Northeast, probably New York City, and not open on Saturdays. But what do I care? To save 20%, I'll buy on Thursday. Besides, I can order online 24/7. The phrase 24/7 is a sign of the times, and personally, I'm very pleased with that. I'm a fan of 24/7. More hours open means more business, means a better economy, as far as
I think everybody is. And freetalklive.com is open
24/7. Locally owned stores are not open 24/7. Web-based digital shopping carts are. Regionalism is also fading. People are mobile. They move every 5 years. They don't establish local loyalties, which are costly to break. The ties that bind no longer bind very efficiently in housing, occupations, regions, or marriage. Regional mobility has been going on in the United States ever since its earliest days. Free land meant the move west. The kids got in the wagon and moved away forever. Opportunity in America has always trumped regional loyalty in the long run. I got no loyalty to Florida. I hate this place. I want to get out of here. I mean, the weather's nice and all.
I love Florida.
But there's nothing about Florida besides the weather that is really lovable to me.
Well, I'm from here, and
so
I've lived here my life, and I love it here.
So have I, but the opportunities in New Hampshire for people
there,
like us.
There are the opportunities there.
The opportunity is the Free State Project, and so we're going. Anyway, he says, regional loyalties have faded with every reduction in transportation costs. U-Haul and Ryder have done their work well and make it easy to go somewhere else. The South will not rise again. Similarly, the Yankees of New England have not visibly run the country since Jack Kennedy died. They do it indirectly. After Lyndon Johnson, the Texas presidents have been ersatz. Both Bushes are from Connecticut stock, by way of Yale University and Brown Brothers Harriman, the investment banking firm. George W. Bush bought his Crawford, Texas ranch in 1999 in preparation for the 2000 presidential campaign. I didn't know this. Gary North calls it Potemkin Ranch. Here's a man who could afford to buy 2.5 square miles of land 25 miles from Waco. Not exactly prairie dog country. The mainstream media never bothers to point these incongruities out. And that's why they're mainstream. When I say that the South will not rise again, I don't mean the old commitment of the South, resistance to centralized government. That idea is spreading as never before by means of the web.
Wait a second. George Bush was the governor of Texas before he was the president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll grant you he may have bought his ranch in 1999, but he clearly must have lived in Texas before that if he was the governor.
I suppose, yeah.
I mean, what he's alluding to here is that George Bush, what he's sort of saying in this article, kind of halfway, is that George Bush moved to Texas in 1999. Mm. Not so.
This guy's pretty well educated. I would think he would know better than that. Maybe he just didn't edit that part well. I don't know. Anyway, when I say the South will not rise again, I don't mean the old commitment. Okay, so he's saying that the resistance to centralized government is spreading as never before by means of the web. And I agree with that. Absolutely. In fact, we're helping spread it here on the airwaves. This is not just an American phenomenon. It's becoming universal. The gatekeepers of every national government are on the defensive. The gates cannot easily keep out electronic digits. The gatekeepers have lost power ever since the invention of the printing press. They could exercise some control over printing presses, ink and paper, for instance, but they can't control electronic digits. And that's got to be scaring them. Think of what what homeschooling means for intellectual consensus.
I don't think it is scaring them. I think that the people in control.
You think they think they've got it?
I don't think they know what they do.
Okay. Huh. Think of what homeschooling means for the intellectual consensus. Think of the threat to the powers that be. The cost of textbook production has kept upstream interpretations away from most students. But now, homeschool curriculum developers can get new views to millions of students by way of CD-ROM and the Internet. Parents who are sufficiently upstream to have pulled their children out of America's only established church, the public school system, are ready to consider new interpretations. This is driving the academic gatekeepers crazy. Their monopoly over the media is fading, and now their near monopoly over tax-funded education is also slipping. Now, think of we've had callers call this show in Free Talk Live telling us about. We had Brandon call in and tell us the difference, the stark contrast between the textbook that he uses for his government class in his government education, or the government indoctrination center he's going to, the school, versus his old textbook from his private school education days, and was just reading to us the difference between how they described the Constitution, how they described our government. And it was just night and day. The information is out there still, the good information, but our government isn't giving it to our kids. So having these alternate methods of distribution, the Internet primarily, is allowing parents who want to get the right information to acquire it easily without having to necessarily send their kids to an expensive private school. There's probably a lot more homeschooling going on as a result of the Internet, or maybe a lot better homeschooling going on as a result of it. 800-259-9231, that is toll-free, and you can talk about anything, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, there's more of this. The pool of talent is decreasing, and then we'll wrap it up. He's going to talk about how China is just doing some amazing things in comparison to Americans. That's coming up. And your calls as well. Terry is on the line. He wants to talk about dog laws. It's Free Talk Live.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Inside hour number one, we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you. And men, which bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes. And you can literally bring up anything. We've got Terry on the line. In West Virginia. Terry, you're on Free Talk Live with Nina Manwich. Hello.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to voice off about dog laws.
Dog laws.
Well, actually, I own some rental houses, and I don't like telling people what type of dogs they can have and what they can't, but insurance companies have been changing. They put out a list, and they're like, certain breeds are not allowed. We're not going to cover you for homeowners insurance anymore if you have these breeds.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't matter how nice the dog is or if they're mean dogs. They just pick certain breeds they don't like.
Right, like pit bulls.
Right. And so it's a private company. I mean, I have a choice to go to another company, and I've been trying to hop companies, but it's getting harder and harder to find them.
It is not easy. I'm getting homeowners insurance now for a house that I'm buying, and it looks like, especially here in Florida where we just had hurricanes, I only seem to have one choice.
Really?
Choice, and it's you pay up the nose, you know, and...
Yeah.
And I understand that as a free thing, but now I'm hearing jitters, and I don't know if it's just rumors or going down the grapevine, but now the government's talking about maybe banning certain type of breeds of ownership, you know, or having special license.
Really?
They were batting it around some senator.
Well, now we know you have to have a license. We were talking about this with Torgo last week. We know you have to have a license if you have a wolf that's over 25% wolf.
Yeah.
Right, so they've already done it with wolves.
Right.
And, I mean, how big of a step is it to go to, okay, well, now pit bulls and, you know, all
Right.
Whatever.
Let me ask you this, though. On the home insurance topic, what is it that a dog can do that's going to...
What they do
is... Is it going to burn the house down?
Over the last 5 years, yeah, they've gotten bunches of dog bites. It's getting more and more popular to sue. Like, if you just open up the phone book, you'll see these PI attorneys, the personal injury guys that used to just do auto accidents, now it's listed dog bite.
Oh.
You know, it's getting much easier to sue people, and it seems to be some sort of cash cow that...
I don't see why they don't just exempt dog bites. I think to some extent, because
I'd ask that. The state laws, you could say, you know, hey, just don't cover dog bite, but because of the way the court set, it doesn't matter. That you can still get sued for it.
They mandate the coverage?
If you say, say I don't pay the coverage for, say, you know, I have a dog on your list and I don't want to have coverage, then your dog goes and bites someone. The insurance company still can be held liable depending on the state you're in.
Oh, that's garbage.
They can. Absolutely can.
Absolutely.
That's because of the state law. That has nothing... I mean, if the state law wasn't there, then it wouldn't be that way. And
so the insurance companies are just trying to play it safe and say, nope, I'm sorry, I don't...
They're so heavily regulated, those poor... I mean, I feel sorry for them.
Well, I mean, think of what... I mean, can you imagine someone coming up and being like, okay, you've had a dog for 10 years, and just because you picked a breed that this company doesn't like, now you can't have the dog anymore?
It's crazy.
Well, it's not just the company. I mean, as we've made clear just now, it's the government's regulations on the company that make the company so that they don't want you to have certain breeds.
If
I was the company, I think I might do just the same thing.
Well, if it wasn't for all these regulations, we'd probably have more choices of insurance companies. We'd have more options, more flexible plans.
I guarantee that, but also you got to understand it's step and toe with the people that are suing for dog bites. I mean, it used to be, that was unheard of when we were kids. You know, you got bit by a dog, it's probably your own damn fault.
It seems to me, I've met a lot of people that are proud of their mean dog, though. And I don't know what things were like 30 years ago because I was four. But I've met a lot of people that are happy about their mean dog. Look how big and mean my dog is.
Really?
And to me, I don't want a big, mean animal living anywhere near me, honestly. But I wonder how many...
I live out in the countryside, and I kind of appreciate having kind of a guard dog. I live out on a farm where nobody could see me. I could be murdered, and for 3 weeks, no one would find out.
I like having an alarm dog. The insurance company, they find out. And how are they going to find out you've got a dog? If it bites somebody?
No, the homeowner's inspection. When they come out to inspect your home, and you don't know that your breed's illegal, all of a sudden, you know, your dog meets someone at the door, and there's your dog living on it.
Does the homeowner, I'm a relatively new homeowner here. I mean, do you get inspected all the time? I've never been inspected.
Usually just the first time you buy insurance or you change.
Right. So you just keep the dog away.
Yeah, but people don't know the law, you know. They're like, what? You're telling me I can't have, and, you know, it's just...
Well,
I'm okay with
a
private company dealing with it, but I have a feeling it's going to cross over to the government. I mean, it's only a matter of time until they pick the breed they don't want.
You're probably right. I mean, it's...
Yeah. It's just being more and more regulated. It's a great call, Terry. Anything else on your mind?
Hey, thanks. I just wanted to vent.
Thanks, dude. We appreciate it. We're here for you. We like vents. All right, dude. Thanks. 800-259-9231.
This isn't the only place. Dogs isn't the only place where the government can require licensing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't have piranha fish. I don't know if you know that. You can't, me being a tropical fish guy,
right, you know.
you can't have piranhas. You can't have... venomous snakes, any kind of venomous animal you can't have. Now, I don't know. I don't know what I'd think about my next-door neighbor having a house full of Eastern Diamondback Rattlers.
Uh-huh.
That regulation doesn't bother me much, honestly.
Well, it's because you're unprincipled.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Gary North. He's talking about the upstream media versus the downstream media, or excuse me, the mainstream media. And he's just talking about some areas of life that are changing around a little bit here. Just real quickly, the pool of talent is adjusting. Year by year, a third of the labor pool emerges with a college degree here in America, but most of these degrees are in the humanities and social sciences.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, China produces over 450,000 college graduates a year in science and engineering, as many scientists and engineers as the United States has. Total. Then, next year, China will do it all over again. Bill Bonner adds, wages rise nearly 10% per year in China. In America, they're stagnant. New factories, airports, highways, office towers, and shopping malls are going up all over China. In America, only residential housing, a consumer item, is going up. Until year 2001, Asia sent its best graduate students to study here in the United States. The post-911 tightening of immigration standards, coupled with the new prestige of Asian technical training, has reduced the percentage of foreign graduate students in American universities. This has never happened before in post-World War II era. There's more on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog. Toll free 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it could be your show. If you want to take control, toll-free 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, you got a rant? We had a caller with a rant earlier, and we like that kind of stuff. We're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and you can bring up anything. Don't forget to go to freetalklive.com. Check out all the cool stuff that we've got there. We've got kind of a new feature, the MySpace account. We're just kind of playing around with this. You can go look at it at myspace.freetalklive.com if you're a MySpace user, or if you want to sign up and add us to your little friends list. It's kind of a networking thing, and it's interesting. That's about all I can say. myspace.freetalklive.com. We've been just kind of discussing this concept of the upstream media versus the mainstream media, and Gary North is the person that put forth this idea, and I think it's great. It's a great analogy, metaphor. And let's wrap up his extensive article here. We've just been touching on various different areas of how things are changing. The newspapers are dying. Anyway, here's his conclusion. Mainstream media are losing to upstream media. This is eroding consensus among readers and TV viewers. Cable and satellite television are undermining the networks, the classic networks, meaning Fox, CBS, those people. The web is undermining the newspapers. Narrowcasting is undermining broadcasting. Homeschools are undermining the tax-funded schools, although only at the fringes at this point. Only the colleges seem immune, where government control is greatest. But they're becoming a laughingstock. This is becoming clear. Price competition is now unstoppable. If you're not in a position to sell something cheaper, you're in big trouble. This fact is killing mainstream media, which lost its ability to compete after 80 years of government regulation and protection, thanks to the internet. It's going to kill every other cozy little arrangement with the state. Sell services, not stuff. Sell services locally, where Chinese college graduates can't compete with you. Sell information, where Chinese college graduates can't compete. And not many American college graduates can either. And speaking of American colleges, the next episode of Penn & Teller's BS is going to be about American college.
Mm.
So it's going to be very enlightening, I'm sure.
I've said on this show since we started, mm-hmm. that I felt like most college degrees are just overrated. I think that, certainly, I think there's too many lawyers in America, mm-hmm. but you need to go to college to be a lawyer.
Sure.
Engineers definitely need to go to college.
Doctors
got to go to college.
Most
people are getting sociology degrees.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that French horn degree isn't going to do you much good in the workforce.
A friend of mine got a sociology degree. He's got nothing to do with it.
Liberal arts, communication degree is great. The colleges put out enough people to be TV anchormen that cycle over the whole market.
Not only that, you get a French horn degree and then $60,000 of college loans to pay off.
Yeah.
Don't forget that part. Finally.
My wife's got a whole bunch of college loans to pay off for her social worker degree,
brutal.
Which I earn twice the that she gets.
As a salesperson.
Yeah.
This is the era, man, in which everything mainstream is hitting the rapids. The mainstreamers thought they were cruising up a lazy river. They weren't. What's that noise? I love it. Great article. Great perspective. The perspective is, it's not all bad. It's not the government is doing terrible, horrible, evil things. It's growing by leaps and bounds. Big government. It's going out of control. However, you have to remember that as the giant, if you will, the government giant, squeezes its fingers, tightens its grip, more and more of us will be slipping through its fingers. And that's what's happening here. The upstream is allowing us to get the information that we need to avoid its grasp. And we're part of it here on Free Talk Live. We want you to be a part of it by taking control of the show and bringing up whatever is on your mind. I know you've got something you want to challenge me with coming up, man, which we'll get to that. We got an email and your calls, 800-259-9231. Hour 2 on the way. If you're talking...